Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
What did the thief that stole a calendar get?
Hard time.
12 months.
This is Stranger Still. This is a podcast.
It is?
It is. It's one where we answer strange questions that you wouldn't question to ask.
I'm Nick Wood.
And I'm John Vegan.
And the name of the show is Stranger Still. That's pretty neat.
Right away. Got it in one. And where can you find us? Let's close this up.
All right.
Oh, wait, it's not time to stop.
Oh!
Did that work? It's not time, really, is it?
Right, no. We're talking about calendars. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? I don't like doing them.
I guess I could say, like, eat healthier, but I'm a superhuman vegan.
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
So you don't have any?
No, I don't think I have a...
Yeah,
I don't think it's worth it. Make more money, I think.
Yeah. But we're coming up on the end of the year, and you know what that means.
That the year's going to end, and this nightmare of a year is finally going to terminate.
Yeah. I think at the end of the episode, we need to spend some time remembering all the good things that happened this year.
Yeah, I thought of some of that stuff too.
Yeah, but we're coming up, and we have to remember to write 17 after all of our 20s when
that's
we write checks.
Be really tough.
Yeah, that's the hardest part. So we thought, what better time to talk about calendars
than at the death of our calendar?
The death of our calendar.
All the 2016 calendars are heading to the shredders.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, this topic sounds boring,
because
the question that we're going to answer today is, what other types of calendars are out there?
I used to use that as a pickup line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, girl, what kind of the calendars are you into? Gregorian?
Dates? Oh.
Because my name's Greg, and I would use that name. And,
oh.
Yeah.
I would have said something like...
I didn't get second dates.
I'm not surprised, because I would have said...
But I got 12 months, because I was Greg.
I'm trying to make a joke here.
There's something there.
Yeah, I would have said... Damn, girl, you a calendar? Because I see lots of dates.
You would have got no more dates than
Let's
I would
Let's just say that it's a good thing I'm already married.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, this sounds like a boring topic, but as I got into it, it's like super fascinating. More fascinating than I think you would imagine calendars being.
Okay.
As you've already mentioned, we use the Gregorian calendar for... pretty much everything anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, every civilized nation uses the Gregorian calendar. They might use a fiscal calendar for businesses, but the Gregorian calendar is a solar calendar, which means that it's based on the Earth's revolution around the sun. So as we come around the sun one more time, the year starts over. I used to not be excited about New Year's because I was like, oh, cool, a man-made concept. But no, it's physics, which... once I realized that, is way cooler.
Yeah.
But besides solar calendars, there's also lunar calendars that are based on the sun, or that are based on the moon's revolution around the Earth.
Ooh.
Yeah. Besides lunar and solar, there's lunisolar calendars, which is a combination of the two.
Lunisolar.
Yeah, we'll get to it. I think we need to take a large step back in time, though. See what I did there? You see what I did? I had that written down.
Did you write that down?
Yeah.
Okay. You can have that one.
So, long before the Gregorian calendar, many ancient civilizations had their own various solar or lunar calendars. The earliest that I could find was Egyptian calendars. They had a 10-month solar calendar. There's also lots of lunar calendars that were used. The best example is the Hebrew calendar, which we'll get into some more later, but... it's based instead of... yeah, it doesn't matter. So, as far back as like 2000 BC, the Egyptians had a pretty accurate calendar. And we'll talk about the Julian calendar, which was the standard calendar for almost 16 centuries, like 1600 years. But leading up to that, there was a slew of calendars. The Egyptian calendar had a fixed 365 days. Sound familiar?
That's what Greg said, right?
Yeah, that's what Greg was like. We need 365 too. But it was almost based on the sun, but it wasn't nearly as robust as ours is today with like leap years and leap centuries.
And leap seconds, which is a big thing.
Yeah, we'll get to that later too, because that's something I recently learned about. But all these civilizations had their dumb calendars. And finally, our hero of the story, Julius Caesar, came along.
Julius Caesar?
Yeah.
Dang, Julius. I thought he was a jerk.
Well, he did some good stuff. And for calendars, he started to wrangle all these civilizations in, and he standardized a lot of these civilizations with the Julian calendar. It happened around 46 BC, and it, much like the calendar we use today, also used 365 days, split into 12 months, and most months then were 30 or 31 days.
I want to know, I think what would be interesting with this, and I'm sure you got it in there, is like, I guess we can't really know why he decided to do it.
Yeah.
Was it like because of he wanted to make crop picking easier? Or?
Well, I guess we'll kind of get into this a little bit later. But mostly calendars were used for keeping track of religious dates. So as like Easter would come up or Passover would come up, then they would know when to start celebrating those. It also had like harvest significance. That's why we have like the harvest moons and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But mostly religious aspects as far as my research went.
Cool.
Which is actually a great segue, because that's the reason that we made the switch from Julian to Gregorian.
Nothing's a better segue than saying, this is a great segue.
Yeah. I'm a master of segues. I ride them around everywhere.
Have you ever ridden one?
No. I even if I had the chance, I think I'd be too scared that I'd fall off.
My friend's dad had one that he won from a science fair.
Really?
And they had to lock up the keys because it's magnetic keys.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd swipe them for different speeds. So we were only allowed to use the lowest level one, and all of the walls in his basement were marked up.
Oh my god.
But the most fun thing when you're on a Segway is to take your hands off the handlebars and just kind of jiggle back and forth, and it struggles to keep you up. Aww. It's like, whoa, whoa, stop, stop,
that
stop.
So scary.
No, it's fun.
Yeah. That's like the hoverboards now. That's what they are.
Yeah.
But those catch on fire.
No, that's fine. Because fire is something that you use to light to cook food, which is something you harvest from the moon. And you need to know when it's going to rise. Wait, what?
Segways, how about that? So, the Julian calendar had 365 days. It should be good, right? So why did we make the switch to Gregorian?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
I think that Greg probably conquered Julius.
Yeah, just a dude named Greg?
They probably fought about it.
Okay, let me add a little wrinkle. What if I told you that the Gregorian calendar came about 1,600 years later?
I don't know if I believe you.
Well, it's true.
Okay, but the only way you would know that is based off of Julian's calendar.
Calendar. You're right.
So Greg could have been like, yeah, it was like, I don't know, 16, I don't know, it's old news.
It's old news.
It's all about Greg now.
Yeah, this is Greg's time.
It's Greg's time.
We made the switch because the Julian calendar was off by 11 minutes every year.
Oh, no.
So by the time the Gregorian calendar was introduced in 1582... More than 1,600 years later, the calendar was actually off by 11 days.
That's a bad job.
Yeah, it's a bad job. Good job, Julian.
Yeah, geez, Julian. Gosh.
So is it Pope Gregory VIII was this Greg that you're talking about? He wasn't having any of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because every year, Easter was getting farther and farther away from the spring equinox, which is when they traditionally celebrated Easter back then. And so he's like, I don't want that to keep getting sliding away from the spring equinox. So he had a dude named Aloysius Lilius.
Oh, that's probably exactly how you pronounce it.
Aloysius Lilius.
Aloysius Lilius.
That's way better than I said it.
I'm not reading it.
I know, you hadn't even seen the letters. But this dude invented it. He implemented leap years every 4 years, and then I think every 100 years, unless it's divisible by 400?
When was this?
Huh?
This guy was good at math.
This was back in 1582.
Okay, so you could be good at math in 1582.
Yeah. It's still surprising.
Yeah, that's still pretty dang good.
600 years ago or whatever. So he implemented this, and even after a ton of calculations that he went through, because, I mean, like I said, he did do leap years and... then there's this complicated stuff with leap centuries and stuff. The calendar is still off by 26 seconds.
Hmm.
Fun. So it's not going to affect us until they think the year 4046 will be off by one full day. So we won't see any effect of the 26 seconds.
But then forever, everything's off by one full day.
Yeah. So we'll have to find, I guess, a new calendar.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just like Pope we better Greg get started.
Yeah.
Let's get started now.
How long did he take? 16,000?
Yeah.
So what, we got 4,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got way less time, but that's fine.
So another fun fact, it wasn't until 150 years later in 1752 that American colonies adopted the Gregorian calendar.
Ooh, that's a delicious fact. I'll have another, please.
Yeah, I'll keep going then. Their calendar was such behind that they actually skipped straight from September 2nd to September 14th overnight.
Okay.
To catch up their lost time. And then most countries made the switch to the Gregorian about like 150 to 200 years later. And Russia didn't make the switch until, or didn't even start making the switch until 1918.
They didn't rush into it.
I get it. I just thought that
did
was
you
like,
get because it's
no, I get
it's
it.
In the name of
the country. Yeah,
I'm very tired. Yep,
Mother Russia.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was like way too recent, but whatever. Say what you will about Russia.
Okay, well,
that was the end of that sentence.
That was it. Okay.
Yeah. God. Today, this is the standard calendar. However, you hear all about like Chinese New Year,
mm-hmm.
or Hanukkah takes place at different times.
Mm-hmm.
Ramadan's like different parts of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these religious groups have still observe their calendars to identify when their sacred holidays are going to take place. So those are pretty much the only other ones that exist anymore. And I've got six calendars that I found that are still in use today.
So those other calendars
mm-hmm.
kind of float around on top of mm-hmm. our Gregorian.
Yeah, and the thing is, they still make sense. It's just a lot of them are weirdly complicated.
But does it like float backwards like Easter used to?
Not really. Most of them have a system in place to catch up for lost time, like we do for leap year.
Mm-hmm.
So let's hop into it.
Okay.
This is coming from a great website called webexhibits.org. I don't know why, but they have like a ton of information about old calendars. It's the weirdest thing. We'll start with the Islamic or Hijri calendar.
Okay.
Probably saying that wrong.
No, I think it's correct.
Whatever. This one, maybe I should have saved this for last, but I think it's the most interesting one. In my opinion, you might disagree. It's made up of 12 months, just like Julian or Gregorian, but each new month starts when a lunar crescent, so the little like thumbnail shape of a moon,
mm-hmm.
is first seen with a naked eye after a new moon. That's when the month starts. You see a lunar crescent up there, and you're like, all right, it's February.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's around 5 days after a new moon.
I can't remember where I heard this, but it's that. What that reminds me of is there was someone on some podcast that was talking about times to plan things.
Yeah.
And everything is so structured in our lives, mm-hmm. Where it's like, oh, I'll meet you at 5:32 at the mall at this location. GPS me. I'll share my location. All that stuff. And they thought about how what they used to do was instead of planning around times, say like, yeah, I'll see you at sundown.
Yeah.
It sounds so nice, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. And we'll get to that too with the Hebrew calendar, which is coming up next.
Cool.
The only other thing I want to say about the Islamic calendar is that because there's no reliable way to say when a new month starts, you can't print a calendar in advance. So what they do is they get a rough idea and they schedule their religious holidays around that rough idea. It's so fascinating.
That's awesome.
The Jewish or Hebrew calendar, this one combines lunar and solar calendars. This is the lunisolar calendar. This means that the months are based on the moon cycle of about 29 and a half days, so each month either has 29 or 30 days, which leaves 11 days unaccounted for within the year. Sound familiar?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
The way that this all syncs up, you know,
right.
They're going on different things.
Yeah.
It means that I feel like collectively, if you add all these together, there's something.
Well, it reminds me of how all of these different cultures have the same fables. Like, different cultures
have dragons.
Like, dragons or mermaids or all that kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
And you just bring them all together into what we have today.
So then you wonder if, I guess it's in part the human mind that we like certain things in mm-hmm. the world, or we all have similar
same structure?
Thoughts and structure and imagination in finding things. And then also the way that the world works with physics and the time it takes to get around the sun and all that.
I guess it's also reaffirming that their math was right.
And they're good at math.
Yeah. These 11 days, they put another month on the calendar for every third year to account for that missed time. So every third year, there's a 13th month with 33 days in it.
Dang.
So they have something to catch up. It's more frequent leap years, but it's a leap month instead of a leap day. Another interesting fact, the days on the Hebrew calendar don't start at midnight. They start at sunset.
There you go. That's awesome.
Or, and I'm quoting here, when three medium-sized stars should be visible. It's so specific, right? like you said, meet me at sunset. Meet me when you see three stars in the sun.
Oh, man. That's kind of
three stars in the sky.
I don't know. That one's a little small.
Yeah. I don't know if we should count that one.
Is it today yet?
Do you think he's counting that one?
Yeah.
I'm just going to count it. I'm going to be safe. We're going to count that third one.
Who made these?
Hebrew people.
Well, okay. That was a dumb question.
What have we been talking about for the last 5 minutes? Another one here.
Let me just say in real quick.
Yeah.
Did you happen to see my grandmother's Hebrew joke?
Yeah. Do you want to say it on the air?
I do.
Go for it.
My grandmother, as many of you know, big fans of her.
Yeah.
Posted in our Stranger Still Facebook group, which you should join and check out. And she did type the other day, how does Moses make his tea?
He brews it.
That's right.
It's so good. Your grandma's hilarious. So the next one here is Persian or Iranian calendars. It's pretty much the same as Gregorian calendars, as far as I saw. I'm sure there's other differences. But the biggest difference that I found is that the year, instead of starting on January 1st, in the middle of winter, starts on the vernal equinox, which is the start of fall.
Cool.
So it starts, I think, September 21st would be a new year.
I like how, I wonder what the imagery is behind, fall is things start to die and winter things die. And then spring's a new beginning and summer turns into just really great for everyone. Pools.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if it has something to do with the days getting shorter. That's when the days start to get shorter.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. I don't know. We've got the Indian calendar, which is also a lunisolar calendar. It's much like the Hebrew way of doing things, except the beginning and the ends of the month are based on precise latitude and longitude of the sun and moon. So
we're gonna ask Ashish Wara and he's gonna
let us get him on here. It's just based on where you see things in the sky. Does that work?
Yeah.
I don't want to mess it up so badly. But the interesting fact about this is the Indian government tried to wrangle it in and standardize the calendar. Mm-hmm. But there are still people today that practice local variations of the calendar.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Chinese is also like the Hebrew calendar, except I tried to understand how they calculate a leap year because they have the missing days. But it's so complicated I couldn't wrap my head around it. There's my story. And then the last one on here is Ethiopian, and this one's a wild ride. It's based on one of the Egyptian calendars they had. It has 12 months. All 12 months have 30 days, and then there's a 13th month with 5 days or 6 days in a leap year.
6 days in a leap year.
Yeah. So it's like the Gregorian calendar, but instead of having 31 days in some months or 28 days in February, they're just no, wrangle those up and we'll make 1 month out of 5 days. Whatever. Whatever floats your boat, Ethiopia.
What a waste of Hulu money.
Yeah.
Hulu subscription money.
They charge you the $7.99 after that 5 days.
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Those jerks.
So these are the calendars that we know of.
Mm-hmm.
There are also some calendars that we don't know of.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you about those.
Yeah.
One of them was Greg's calendar.
Yeah.
It's not to be confused with the Gregorian calendar.
Right, don't even start that.
Right, this was in ancient times, which is an excusable way to just mention it was a long time ago.
Yep.
And Greg said, hey, it's Tuesday.
Let's start everything now.
Yeah.
You know what, it's the new year, I want to celebrate something.
Hey, Greg, you said you pay me on Wednesday. Yeah, it's Friday.
You missed me.
Last Friday. It's last Friday now. What are you going to do? You're going to question Greg?
Yeah. Any other ones you got there?
I think there was one about, like, the year starts the first time that you see a raven drop a feather in the Atlantic.
Yeah.
That's
so it's a coastal thing.
It's coastal.
Jerks. Anyway. There's a bunch of other... We could have gone into all the other ones that used to be around that are no longer used.
Mm-hmm.
There's just too many. So if this is your thing, I would go to that webexhibits.org or go to your local Barnes & Noble and just start looking at their old calendars they have there. I don't know.
Barnes & Noble, did you hear that? We just mentioned you.
Yeah.
I'm going to clip this part out and put it on your Facebook page.
Yep.
And you can send me an e-card.
Thanks.
Thanks, Barnes & Noble.
Thanks in advance. What's up? What do you got? Should we talk about where people can find us?
Yeah, they can find us in our Facebook group.
Which is Hoppin.
Yep, just search Stranger Still.
Yep, and we're the one with not three members.
Yep.
You can find us on Twitter. It's not as Hoppin, but sometimes we post fun stuff on there.
You don't know that. That could be Hoppin by the time this comes out.
That's true, sorry.
It's 2017.
My bad.
Well, not yet.
Not yet.
It's going to be.
A couple days, yeah. We're at Stranger Still. And then you can email us at podcast@strangerstillshow.com if you have questions that you want us to answer. We like to ask for them on Facebook, but if you think of them and you're just like, I'll send them an email, do that.
Do that. Go to strangerstillshow.com.
Mm-hmm. And listen to us.
Yep. Nick also makes a new graphic for every episode that you don't see in the podcast app or Stitcher and all that.
Yep.
So make sure to check those out because sometimes they're funny.
They're fun. Yeah, the last one for the Christmas episode was really great. We took a picture in front of my Christmas tree. We had these awesome hats on.
Yeah, some sick Santa snapbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So instead of doing a listener question this week as well, last week you opened a Christmas present. This week there's been a lot of talk about how bad 2016 has been.
Yeah.
And that sucks, because it has sucked. There's been a lot going on.
A lot of cool people.
Yeah, we lost a ton of awesome people, a lot of inspirational people. There was a lot of turmoil in this country and other countries, like the UK and Aleppo and pretty much anywhere you can point your finger on a map and there's something wrong with what's going on there.
Everything that continues to go on in South Africa. That's
right. Bad stuff. So... Now that we've reminded you of all the bad things happening, let's remember some of the cool things that have happened this year. What do you got?
So one of the cool things that I realized was I took a break from... I mean, this is a personal thing.
Yeah.
But I guess it does affect a bunch of people here locally.
Oh, yeah, personal thing too.
Do you?
Yeah.
I rescued 78 dogs in 3 years.
Yeah, that's nuts.
I had them all live at my house, foster them, and got them all homes.
Not all ones, mind you. Not 78
No,
ones.
No, yeah. This is, the most I had was 26, yeah. Which is still pretty high.
Well, that
was
13 puppies.
Chihuahua puppies, yeah. I got them all adopted, my girlfriend and I. And that was pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm down to 6 dogs, and I own them all now.
Yeah, that's good for for dogs.
They live at my house.
Yeah, I know what you meant, because I know your life.
Yeah.
this year, I had a baby. Not me. I am a parent now, though, in this year.
You helped. Give yourself some credit.
I did help, actually. It was the most, fulfilling and disgusting moment of my life ever. Anyway.
Having the baby born?
Yeah, helping that baby come into this world. I wasn't expecting it to happen the way it did.
Yeah. Because
I was like, I don't want to get down in there. And then the nurse is like, hey, you want to see this? And I was like,
hey, check this out.
So basically, she's like, you want to see your daughter's head? And I was I guess.
Hey, you want to see something weird? That's a wrong way to approach that nurse.
Come here. She probably would have said that. She was pretty sweet. What else you got?
I think it's pretty good that I know that a lot of terrible things happened, but I think a lot of people that weren't politically involved are starting to get involved.
Are you pointing fingers at me or something?
Huh?
Are you pointing fingers?
Well...
I'm not a political.
You're not a political.
I don't like politicals.
You don't like politicals. But you do watch The Young Turks every now. So that's pretty good.
That's true.
I think that that's cool that people are saying, hey, I want to change the world I live in. Mm-hmm. And I hope that we bring positive change upcoming year.
As a little caveat to that, I think that a lot of people that wouldn't normally be unified are being unified in the climate that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Just with all the bad things going on, everyone's like, that's bad. Let's hate that thing together. As long as you're not hating the wrong things like some people are, but like, people are unified on like DAPL, and now they're getting unified on the Texas pipeline and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All these groups of people that wouldn't normally interact with each other are helping each other out.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I think that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Obviously, all these are our opinions, but they're the right opinions because they're true.
Yeah,
because
they're not hateful.
Mm-hmm.
Got anything else? Hatchimals happened. That was good. That was the worst thing ever.
Was it?
Yeah.
Plants vs. Zombies Heroes came out, and that made me happy.
Rogue One was good. Star Wars Story, Rogue One, that was good.
We're probably missing some giant things, dude. Let's share some real genuine happiness.
Is it bad that when I type in good TH into Google, the second thing to come up is good things that happened in 2016?
That's pretty bad.
Okay, here we go. Pandas are no longer endangered, so that's good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
This is what I want.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we could find.
HIV cure closer after trial clears virus in British man. I'm getting these from Wired.
Increase your penis size by... Oh, wait, never mind.
We had a lot of scientific breakthroughs. I think that's just worth noting. We had a spacecraft reach Jupiter, which is pretty sweet. It's not as sexy as like landing on Mars and populating it with humans, but it's pretty sweet.
I got something that... Are you reading from HuffPost?
Nope.
I got from HuffPost... oh, man, that's really cool. Michael Jordan donated $2 million to help bridge connections between police and the community.
Yeah.
To help them do stuff. Tigers' numbers are growing, yep. And manatees and pandas.
Yeah. That's another example of people coming together.
70,000 Muslim clerics declared a fatwa against ISIS.
Yeah.
It's pretty damn good. Coffee consumption is proved to help curtail cancer and suicide rates.
Hey,
that one I want facts on. But that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did decide that Harriet Tubman's going to replace Andrew Jackson on the $20 bill.
I feel bad for Andrew Jackson, though.
He's got other money. He's on other stuff, isn't he? What else is he on? He's on something.
I don't think so, dude.
He's on some coin.
No, you're thinking of Jefferson.
No, Jefferson's cool. What did Andrew Jackson do? He wasn't even in the Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Way to leave your mark.
Yeah. Let's see. I found some smaller ones that I think are pretty impactful. The U.S. Army started offering 12 weeks paid maternity leave.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome. That's like way longer than most companies offer.
Scientists figured out how to link robotic limbs with the part of the brain that deals with intent to move, so people don't have to think about how they will move the limb. It could just happen.
Yeah, dude, that's been something we've talked about for a long time, and now you see videos of it actually happening. It's so sweet.
I think we should cover that as a whole episode.
Yeah. And this is like totally off topic, but Netflix has a new series with the three build techs from Mythbusters.
Yeah.
Grant, Tori, and Carrie.
Yeah.
It's called Rabbit Hole. And they did this awesome episode where they try to see what kind of technology would give you the most superhero powers. And Carrie strapped these like, what do you call them? Electrodes to her head,
yeah.
And then strapped electrodes to Tori, and was moving his muscles based on her intent to move.
Oh my god!
And so, like, he would be like pouring his wine, and then she'd like twitch her arm, and he'd be like, "Ah!" It was so funny. So we have that kind of technology. It's so sweet.
That is really neat.
They also like tortured a cockroach and remote controlled it with an iPhone, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh no.
This one's a little bit. I might edit this one out, but. Planned Parenthood saw a surge in donations made in Mike Pence's name.
Yeah.
I think Katy Perry started that trend, right? Because every time you donate to Planned Parenthood in someone else's name, they get a certificate thanking
you. Yeah, in the mail. Yeah.
So that was pretty great, in my opinion. I don't know what everyone else's opinions are on that, but before people get mad at me, Planned Parenthood does a lot more than abortions. They also provide... women's hygienic
and men's
hygienic and
just anything with helping with babies and things,
yeah,
like this as well,
birth control, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for low income people, and it helps our communities, so
yeah. I think you covered your bases. You don't have to apologize.
I shouldn't have to, but you know how people are. I think that's all I got.
Yeah.
And I think the one other thing is I started converting all of the light bulbs in my house to LED bulbs. I'm pretty excited about
that. I did notice that. Yeah. Yep. It's got a good hue.
Yep. I like it. It's a lot better than the condensed fluorescence. So
yeah, there's more of a like complex, a like a complex whiter fluorescence, yeah. Like a whiter ambience. Yeah.
And the lights turn on faster than they compact. Do that.
Yeah, I don't have to wait as long.
It's so frustrating. Nice. I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
This has been Stranger Still. See you next year, guys.